أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات إلى آخر الآية. We are still in the beginning of the 22nd Supara, and at the beginning Allah Ta'ala referred to the great honor and virtues of the Azwaji Mutahharat, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, the wives of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The ordinary Muslim woman felt that nothing is being revealed about us. It was all about the Azwaji Mutahharat, the great honorable woman who had the great honor of being the companions, the wives of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat in which Allah mentioned the ordinary Muslim woman also. And this is a rare instance where women are being referred to directly. Otherwise all their rules and commands have come under the man's commands. Allah referred to the man, and in that the rules and regulations of women have also been mentioned. But yes, specifically and directly Allah Ta'ala mentioned them. And these are those qualities which Allah Ta'ala loves very greatly. And it is stock taking time that men also who are referred to first and then the woman, that we take stock whether we have got these qualities or not. And by imbibing, by bringing these qualities in us, we become also the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, by which Allah's great favors are bestowed with. So the first quality Allah says, Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat. Tahqiq, Musliman marad or Musliman orte. Undoubtedly, the Muslim man and Muslim woman, those who have submitted. Islam really means to submit to the will and the command of Allah Ta'ala. That we don't have our own whims and fancies, our own ideas and thoughts. We submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. Wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, or imandar marad or imandar orte, and believing man and believing woman. That is the quality of iman. We submit outwardly to the laws of Allah. We live our lives how Allah wants us to live, and in our hearts with that conviction, with that iman, that it is the command of Allah and I'm fulfilling my Creator's commands, that I'm a useless, weak, little, insignificant creation and my Creator is absolute. His knowledge is absolute. His power is absolute. And I believe in Him, and believing in Him, I fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ. Or bandagi karne wale marad or bandagi karne wali orte. And those believe of those women who worship Allah Ta'ala, and the men who worship Allah Ta'ala. Qanitin comes from qunut, those who humble themselves, and those who are regular in their ibadat. Not like soda water, that sometimes we make lot of ibadat, other time we become such that even shaitan envies us, that what type of things we are doing. But a person who is regular, who is paband, who is constant in his ibadat, that is another great quality that Allah loves and which we must bring in us. Not that one time we are making so much our five faras and all the nafils also, and after that not even one faras we are making. We should be continuously mudawamat, continuity, and this ibadat of Allah Ta'ala must not bring pride in us, but it must bring humility in us. If we be coming proud because of our tahajjud, because we are so regular with fajr, and this brings pride in us, then we are on the wrong road. We should bring humility and humbleness in us. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ. Or sachye marad or sachye orte. And the truthful man and truthful woman. That is another quality which Allah wants, that we must be truthful. It mustn't be just an outward show to show people that I'm very pious, I'm so regular, but it must be with truthfulness. We must be sincere and truthfulness and truthful. It must be, those qualities must be within our hearts also. Not just showing a pious front that I'm very pious, etc. Our talks and the way we dress and the way we walk, etc., as though we are so great buzurgs. But inside the heart there is something else that is lurking. We've got love of dunya. We got love of haram in our hearts. But outwardly we show ourselves biased. Allah loves those people who are truthful, that their actions match with their intentions, and their hearts and their outward actions are both the same. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ اور محنت جھیلنے والی مرد اور محنت جھیلنے والی عورتیں. And those who endure, that is sabr, there are three types of sabr. The first is that a person fulfills the commands of Allah. No matter how much he does not like it, it's very hard for him. The second is that he abstains from haram. No matter how much his nafs loves that haram, but he abstains from it. And the third is the common sabr that we speak about. When some difficulty comes, a person restrains himself. He doesn't say wrong things. He doesn't act in a wrong way. So the sabr really means that in our ibadat, we are regular with our ibadat. Like we are feeling very tired and groggy for fajr, but we realize it's Allah's command. I have to get up. Our desire is very strong to look at a certain woman, but we know it's Allah's command and we restrain ourselves. That is that sabr which Allah Ta'ala loves so much. وَالْخَوْشِعِينَ وَالْخَوْشِعَاتِ اور دبے رہنے والے مرد اور دبے رہنے والی عورتیں. And those men who have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and those women who have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And on account of this fear of Allah's punishment, Allah's displeasure and Allah's wrath, they abstain from committing wrong things. And they fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. This is another quality which Allah Ta'ala loves very much. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ اور خیرات کرنے والی مرد اور خیرات کرنے والی عورتیں. And the man who gives charity and the woman who gives charity. And this starts with the farz of zakat. And then more than zakat, to give other charity as well. And the word mutasaddiqeen has come from sidq. That is, for they truthful. They are giving it for the pleasure of Allah. Not for name and fame. Not to show the world that we can give so much. But just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is really called sadaqah, in which there is truthfulness, in which there is sidq. Those people who spend, and this is a great sign of the true love of Allah. When a person gives his zakat also happily, and he gives charity more, nafil, lillah also, and he gives it with an open heart, that shows how much love he has got for Allah Ta'ala. Just like a person loves his wife, he loves his children, and then he spends accordingly also. And not only what the necessities are, he will buy them extra things also. And that is a sign that how much he loves them. For little children, he'll buy permissible toys, for example. For the family, he'll buy some extra things like some fruit, juices, chocolates, ice cream, etc. These are not necessary, but extra. Out of love, he does it. So to give in the path of Allah Ta'ala with that love and with that feeling, that is a great sign, and Allah loves greatly those people. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ اور روزدار مرد اور روزدار عورتیں. There it was spending, yeah, it is keeping roza. You restrain yourself for the pleasure of Allah. To make Allah happy, you go through the difficulties of the pangs of hunger, and you restrain yourself. Allah loves those people also very much, who keep the farz rozas, and they keep even some nafil rozas, like Monday, Thursday rozas, three rozas a month, etc. Allah loves that quality also very greatly. وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ اور حفاظت کرنے والے مرد اپنی شہوت کی جگہ کو, اور حفاظت کرنے والی عورتیں اپنی شہوت کی جگہ. And the women who safeguard their private parts, and the women who safeguard their private parts, that is, they do not commit adultery. They stay away from even that type of sin. And the root of it is looking at the opposite sex with lust. That also they stay away. They say that purity in a person's heart and in his eyes, Allah loves this very greatly. And even worldly people, if the husband is pure with his eyes and the wife knows that he doesn't look at other women, she gives her life for that husband. And if the husband knows that his wife is pure, he gives his life for that wife. But when our eyes are not pure, we are looking at other women, we lose all our respect also. Even in this world, Allah also hasn't got regard for such a person. So that purity of the eyes also, and then purity of the whole body, and we save ourselves from all types of adultery, zina of the eyes, zina of the tongue, zina of the hands, etc. This also Allah loves very greatly, and that is also a person must make effort for. وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَّاكِرَاتٍ اور یاد کرنے والے مرد اللہ کو بہت سا اور یاد کرنے والی عورتیں. And the man who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance, and the woman who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. Ye 10 qualities Allah has referred to, which Allah loves very greatly from His servants. And those who have these qualities, Allah is proud and boasts about those servants of His who have got these qualities. Or the 10 qualities that are mentioned, not with anyone, is the word kathiran, abundance, in a lot, has come only with zikr. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains, this is like a beautiful garden a person has got. He's got wonderful roses there, he's got wonderful sweet smelling flowers, his lawn, his water features, everything. And then he's showing some friend of his, look at my garden, how beautiful it is. And then he tells him, you know why my garden is so beautiful? I've got plenty water. I've got very good water, and my irrigation system is very good. And that is the zikr of Allah. So as long as that water is there, good water, plenty water, and the irrigation system is good, everything else, the roses, the flowers, the lawn, everything is going to be lush and green. So when if we have zikr in us, therefore Allah said, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala will bring all these other 9 qualities within us. And if there is no water, that garden dries up. The water feature is not working now. The roses are dying off now. The grass is gone brown and grey. So just like that, without zikr, then all the other qualities also start dying off. So Allah referred to the zikr right at the end, which is the cherry on the top. And only with this quality did Allah put the word kathiran in abundance. And we should see for ourselves, do we even make any zikr of Allah Ta'ala? How we make so little zikr of Allah Ta'ala, therefore the other qualities are also very weak. The reality of our namaz, and no desire for roza, we haven't got humility in us, it is because of lack of zikr. And those who have these qualities, Allah says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah ne unke waaste muafi aur thawab bara rakha hai. For such people Allah Ta'ala has kept complete forgiveness. Even these people Allah knows they are humans, they are going to err, they are weak. But beforehand Allah has declared already forgiveness for those people. And not only forgiveness, but Allah says a very great reward. And Allah has left it open what that great reward is. And a person can just imagine what great reward Allah will give. Not according to our thinking, according to Allah, Allah will give such a great reward. So these are 10 great qualities which everyone should make an effort to bring within him. And the root of it all is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And to make Allah zikr in abundance, and by Allah's promise, all these qualities will come within a person.